Would you listen to that?
What?
It's quiet in this house for the first time in 4 years. We can actually get some work done and not be disturbed.
Cool. Glad I caught you guys while you're taking a break. Totally awesome news, man. The Chamber of Commerce is holding the contest to see who can write the best song about Port Washington. The winner gets $200.
And let me guess. You've written some sort of toneless, mind-numbing drivel.
Totally. Yeah. It's called the Port Washington's Cool Blues, all right? You ready for this one? Check it out. Port Washington's cool. Port Washington's cool. It's got a totally f***ing hardware store and all-you-can-eat fish fry for $3.95, but don't eat the halibut because it'll make you blow chunks and Uncle Frank and Carol live here. That's why Port Washington's cool. Yeah. So what do you think?
I think I'm getting a headache.
You know what? I got a totally killer remedy for that. Check this one out. It's called the Headache Blues. You ready? I got the blues. I got the blues. I got the G, my head is pounding. I feel like I'm gonna blow chunks and my ears are gonna bleed and my eyes are gonna pop out of my skull and my head hurts, my head hurts, my head hurts, blues. You're feeling better already, aren't you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm using that to get rid of the puffiness around my eyes.
Oh, you look fine. It's like green goo on your face.
It's a homemade facial mask made out of avocado.
Avocado? Yeah, this is pretty good. Well, your face makes a great party platter.
Hey, stop eating my face. I'm trying to get ready for a big college party Dana's taking me to this weekend.
College party? That sounds great. Come on, take me. Please, 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 please.
This party is only for college students. And very mature high school seniors like myself.
I can be just as mature as you.
Cannot.
Can too.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shut up.
You shut up.
Oh, face. Oh, yeah, me. No. No, you one.
Maybe I should go to this party by myself.
This isn't fair. You know, the three of us have been hanging out a lot lately. And now that you guys are doing something cool, you're cutting me out.
Fine, you can come.
Yes, all right! Party, party!
Hey, but you better not act like a little 15-year-old teeny bopper and embarrass us.
Don't worry. No one at the party will know I'm 15.
They will, too.
They will not.
Will, too.
Will not.
Yes, huh?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you shut up. Oh,
make me. Jinx! What are the robots coming up?
Man, Dad has a big head.
Yeah, and a bunch of stupid hats to cover it up. Man, you're a genius if you could sell all this stuff.
Just put the boxes anywhere.
Oh, no problem. We'll get the rest of the stuff.
Thanks, guys.
Whoa. What's going on here?
Well, I just got sick of all the clutter, so we're going to have a yard sale and get rid of all this useless junk.
Junk. Oh, no, honey, this isn't junk. Like this is a perfectly good moose head.
It has not been perfectly good since it came off the moose.
I bagged this moose myself.
You hit it on the interstate.
It was hunting season.
Rain, it is going.
Oh, come on, honey. This is all priceless Americana here. Like, look at this. This beer on tap sign. I mean, this is from the 50s.
Gee, you'd have to go all the way to a bar to see one of those.
No. See, this one's great. Because when you turn it on, the little bear, he takes a drink.
And then he pees in the stream.
Okay, this can go.
Not R2.
And not, yes, huh?
Uh-uh.
Oh, shut up.
You two idiots, shut up.
Wow, there are a lot of really hot guys here.
Brace yourself, boys. Karen Foster is in the house.
Yeah, like they couldn't tell from the 2 gallons of perfume we've got on.
Where did those come from? It's a miracle bra.
I'll say.
Yep, it works great, doesn't it?
Oh, no. There will be no miracles today.
But I thought you wanted me to look like an 18-year-old.
Yeah, like an 18-year-old student, not an 18-year-old stripper. Stripper? Wow, I had no idea they looked that good.
Excuse me, but while you two are gabbing, some of the best guys are being snapped up. Now, let's cut the chatter and see if we can find a few good men. No. Bad hair. Polyester jacket. We have a winner.
Ooh, baby, cut me a slice of that.
Forget it, Junior. You are way out of your league. You don't know the first thing about getting a guy like that to dance with you.
I know as much as you do.
Yeah, right. Now, watch an expert and prepare to be amazed.
Excuse me.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen. Would you mind moving? You're blocking the punch bowl.
Back so soon?
He's studying to be a priest.
Yeah, right. I'll show you how to get a guy to dance with you.
Sure.
He dances pretty well for a priest.
What's your name?
Al.
I'm Jeremy. I haven't seen you around campus. Are you a freshman here?
No. I go to school somewhere else. In another state.
Where?
Canada. Canada State College. Visiting my cousins.
Well, thanks. That was fun.
Yeah, I thought so too.
You know, it's a little hot in here. Would you like to go for a walk? I could show you around our campus.
Okay, cool.
All right, come on.
Goodbye, girls. I'm going on a tour of the campus with Father Jeremy.
Hey, Carol, check it out, man. I wrote an all-new Port Washington song. It's even more gnarly than the first one.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. No, hey, wait. Come here. You gotta give it a listen. Come on. You'll love it. Ready? Okay? Come and listen to my story about a town that I love. It's called Port Washington and it fits me like a glove. If you come and visit, you can stay right in my bed. Parked in the driveway of the Foster Lambert clan. Cousins, that is. Frank's kids. Carol's, too.
Bill Cody, you know, of all the songs you've ever written, that one has the most, words.
Y'all come back now, here. She loved it.
Sold anything yet?
No, not yet, honey.
$50? Who's gonna buy a moose head for $50?
Animal lovers.
You know, Frank, we have been married for 4 years now, and I've been meaning to tell you this for some time.
What's that?
You are a raving lunatic.
Well, I just say that people will recognize quality when they see it. Hey, it comes alive when just stand there and watch.
Well, hey, buddy, I see you really know your stuff. Yeah, you went right to the man's lamp there, didn't you? A solid brass base, all new wiring, energy saver, three-way bulb.
How much?
Well, I'll let you have that baby for $15.
I'll give you a quarter.
The bulb costs more than a quarter.
Hey, I'm hauling away your garbage. You should pay me.
How much to haul away that moose?
A quarter, if you're throwing the lamp.
Wait a minute.
Frank, could I see you over in the sporting goods department for a minute, please?
The nerve of that guy.
Frank, he's offering you good money to haul away your trash. Don't let him get away.
Carol, I'm not going to give away this stuff for free. I had to throw a frozen turkey 20 yards to win that lamp. You just leave it to me, okay?
Listen, pal. Sorry we kind of got off on the wrong foot here. I can see you're no dummy. You went right to the crown jewel of the wholesale here. Yeah, this bad boy's a classic, isn't it? Stainless steel blades, vulcanized rubber grips. Made right here in the good old U.S. of A.
How much?
I'll let you have it for $20.
I'll give you a quarter.
You're starting to get on my nerves.
Oh. Grazie, Antonio. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
He did not speak a word of English. I like that in a man.
This party stinks. I never should have let you drag me along.
Karen, what is your problem? 12 guys have asked you to dance. One guy asked you to marry him.
Yeah, but Al got the one I wanted. Jeremy should be giving me a tour of the campus right now.
Karen, let it go. You lost one guy in 18 years.
See, that's how it starts. No, first you lose one guy, and next thing you know, you're Zsa Zsa Gabor slapping around a policeman just to get some attention.
Excuse me, would you mind moving? You're blocking the punch bowl.
See what I mean? Zsa Zsa.
Hey, Doug. Hey, where's Jeremy? I thought he was going to the game with us.
Not likely. He's giving some girl one of his infamous campus tours. You know, the ones that always end up in room 302.
Man, how does he do it?
He's got it down to a science. He puts on his Luther Vandross suit. He sits next to her on the bed, and he says, I can't believe I just met you. You're so easy to talk to. I feel like I've known you for months.
And that works?
Are you kidding me? He's been to the promised land more times than Moses.
I can't believe I left my jacket here. Come on in.
Cool room, Jeremy.
Thanks. You know, we don't have to rush back to the party. Why don't we just hang around here and relax?
Okay.
Right, have a seat. Hey, I just got a new CD. Do you like Luther Vandross?
Yeah, he's great.
You know, I can't believe I just met you. You're so easy to talk to. I feel like I've known you for months.
Thanks.
Your eyes.
Always and forever.
They have the most incredible color. Each
moment. Really?
Yeah, they have just the smallest amount of like gold fleck in them.
Thanks. These are kind of nice, too.
And I know tomorrow will still be the same. That won't be
every day. Look, can we just slow down?
Sure, no problem.
No. I want to stop.
We're having a great time.
No, just stop it.
Hey, come on. Don't get all freaked out.
Look, just let me go.
It's okay.
Let me go.
Freeze, slimeball.
Get out of my room.
She's our sister.
So what?
She's 15.
I'm out of here.
Alar, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm okay. You know, I don't get it. He was a really nice guy. And I thought we were just gonna kiss. And the next thing I know, he's trying to make me lie down on the bed.
Well, Al, you kind of put yourself in a bad position. I mean, you're alone in the guy's room and no one else is around.
Karen, we're supposed to be making her feel better, not worse.
She's right. It's really stupid.
No, Al, this is not your fault. I mean, this guy is like a professional. And from what we heard, you're not the first girl he brought up here.
Well, thanks. That makes me feel real special.
This is why I wasn't sure you should come to a college party in the first place. I mean, I don't know that you're ready to handle guys this age.
Right. Guess I'm not as grown up as I thought I was. Thanks for looking out for me.
Well, you know, that's what sisters are for, right? What are you doing?
One of my favorite things. It's called revenge. Hey, any of you guys down there like Luther Vandross?
I do.
Here he comes.
You know, you might need something to play that on.